On my desk, I have all sorts of books, Svarim and others, about the Akedah. There's even one I received in the mail yesterday. It's on sale out in the hall over here. Thank God I didn't buy it, because the author sent me a copy free, and it's about the Akedah ritual murders. I mean, it's some kind of a scary title. You see the blood dripping from it. Then I have another book about the slaughter of Isaac. God, there's something about a title like that, the slaughter of Isaac, that shakes me up. I mean, the Arcada, the binding of Isaac is what we have called it about all of time. But I haven't gotten into that chapter at home about the slaughter of Isaac. But you can be sure that when I get into it, and if I get upset, you'll find out all about it. I think that everybody has, over the years, everybody has dealt with the passion of the Akedah, the agony of the Akedah, the philosophic ramifications of the Akedah. The demand, the awesome, frightening request, so to speak, that God makes of Avram. I mean, it takes a great deal to make sense out of the Akedah. So I'm playing it safe today. I'm going to talk about the Akedah, but you know what I want to talk about? I just want to talk about the text. And just try to understand a few phrases, a few words, that simply may make a little bit of difference in our knowledge and understanding of Torah. We may not succeed today in plumbing the philosophical and theological depths of the Akedah, but we may succeed in learning Apusik Chemish. You understand? That's also a great accomplishment. And it's these are the kind of psukim that may assist us in other areas of Torah. Vayihi achar dvarim ha'ele, and it came to pass after these things. After what? After what? And we're going to see that the Mefarshim are going to tell us a wide variety of answers are going to be given on Vayihi achar hadvarim ha'ele, and it came to pass after these things. And we'll see why it's a question. V'Elokim nisa Avraham, and God nisa, the usual translation of nisa is that God tested Avraham, and of course the Mefarshim of Torah down the ages have dealt with the meaning of the word nisa. Must God test? Doesn't God know what Avraham is going to, how he's going to perform? Anyway, it came to pass after these things, Elokim nisa Avraham, and God tested, proved, or let's just say, Elokim nisa et Avraham. Vayomer elav Avraham, he called him by name, Avraham, Vayomer, and he said, Hineni. Here. Vayomer, and he said, Kachna, please take et bincha et yechidcha asher ahavta et Yitzchak, your son, your only son, the one who you love, Yitzchak, v'lech lecha el eretz hamoriyah, and go to the land of Moriah, va'aleu sham la'ola, and bring him there as an ola al achad heharim asher omar elecha, upon one of the mountains that I will say unto you. The most frightening and terrifying divine imperative of all to any human being in history. For a variety of reasons, I want to deal with this word, kach. Kach. The word appears many places in Torah, and I think, because it may not be fully understood, that we can make mistakes and maybe even be troubled in places where we shouldn't be troubled at all. So maybe it's worthwhile that I explain the meaning of the word kach, so that we will not have the kind of difficulties that we have. I sort of had a feeling in talking with some people that they were concerned in last week's Sedra God appears to Avram and he tells Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimauladetcha mi'beit avicha, leave your home and go to the land that I will show you. And Avram went, and then the fifth pasuk is Vayikach Avram et Sarai Yishto. Avram took his wife Sarai, and he took Lot, his nephew, Vetkorach Husham, and all the people who the souls that he had made in Choran. They went to the land of Canaan. What do you mean he took? What do you mean took? What do you mean took? You can take Sarah. What are you talking about took? What do you mean took? You take a look at the word, and it seems as though there's some form of coercion. The command is to him, and he therefore she must listen. If he has to go someplace, then she has to go with him. So you have to understand that the word kach has two meanings. There are two meanings, and I'll just take you on a little journey. Little journey I'm going to take you on begins with number one. Down here, this is from Parashat Miketz. The brothers are ready to go to Mitzrayim for the second time. They went down the first time to buy food. They have to go by down the second time, but he has told them, this fellow, Tzofna Tameach, has told them, don't you dare come here unless your little brother is with you. Till they finally convince Yaakov Avinu to let Binyamin go because he's terrified. Yosef is lost. Yosef enenu. Shimon enenu. Shimon had been held in incarceration there. As Binyamin tikachu, you're going to take Binyamin, olai hayu kulano. All of them, all of it is going to fall on me. And the idea of losing his mishinical Binyamin. So it says, finally he agrees. Yehuda tells him, number one, we could have been back twice already. Number two, he says, I guarantee the safety of the child. So Yaakov gave them all sorts of gifts to bring to Tzofnat Panayach. The people took the gifts, umishne kesef, and double money to return the money that they found returned to them when they came back the first time, and money to buy new provisions. Ved umishne kesef lakhu biyadam, they took in their hands. Ved Binyamin and Binyamin. Vayakuma, they got up. Vayerdu Mitzrayim, they went down to Egypt. Vayandu lifnei Yosef, and they stood before Yosef. Number three, we have a Rashi. And the Rashi is going to take us to the Targum Onkelos above. It's also going to take us to the something that I've taken out of the art scroll, Chumash, and something then in the Maharal, immediately above it. Watch. Rashi says the following. Ve'ez Binyamin mitargiminon u'devaru yat Binyamin. Take a look at Targum Onkelos. That's number two. You don't have to understand all the words, but as long as you understand the words that are underlined. Unesivu guvraya yat tikrufta. The people, nesivu means they took. They took the gift. Took tikrufta hada. Galchad train kaspa. Two for one of their money. Nesivu. They took Biyadayen, Udevaru Yad Binyamin. Udevaru Yad Binyamin. The Targum uses a different word when he wants to describe the fact that they took Binyamin. So there's a different Aramaic word. The Aramaic word that is used for taking the gift and the money is Nesivu or Nasiv. The Aramaic word that is used to describe their taking of Binyamin is the word Udevaru. Now to the Rashi. By the way, there are dozens of psukim in Tanakh that will become clear. Mitargiminon, Rashi says, Ves Binyamin, Mitargiminon, Udevaru Yat Binyamin. The Targum says, Udevaru Yat Binyamin.
לפי שאין לקיחת הכסף ולקיחת האדם שווה בלשון הרמי.
In Aramaic, taking an object and taking a subject, a human being, are not the same. Two different words. You're talking about taking an object, the word is nesibu. You're talking about taking a human being, the word is devaru.
Bedavar hanikach biyad, something that you take in your hand, mitargamin on the targum is vinosuv. Bedavar hanikach banhogas devarim,
something that's taken by virtue of the use of words,
mitargaminan udvar. There the targum says devar.
A deeper understanding of the Rashi. Go right up over here. It says Maharal. Maharal.
Lekocho bidvarim.
Perush.
The Maharal Miprak says Sheba Adam lo shayich lekicha.
By a human being, it's not. You can't use the term lekicha. What do you mean? You took him. This Napalabuis. You can take a human being.
Lefi sheikur haAdam. Bameshu chai maskil.
You know what's the essential nature of a human being? He's a living intellect.
Ubazelo shayich lekicha.
You can't take somebody's thought. You can't take somebody's mind.
Sha'af al pi shehu loker gufa adam bereshuto.
Even if you will take a human's body into your possession,
ein sichlo v'dato yachol lekachat,
you can't take his intellect or his mind.
Ulfichach piresh.
Therefore, we're going to see that Rashi, in many places in Chumash, explains the word to take. He explains it as the kohel took him with words. You can convince a human being. You can talk to a human being. A human being isn't an object. A human being is an intelligent being. You can talk to a human being's mind. A human being's mind. Unfortunately, also, there are ways in which to brainwash a human mind. But that also has to be with words. Whatever you're going to do with the mind, it's with words. You can have somebody imprisoned in the gulag for 20 years and you have not enslaved his mind. His mind and his will can remain as passionately free as ever. And sometimes I get the feeling there were people in the gulag, you understand, who had more freedom than people walking around in a meshuggah of health, thinking all sorts of stupid things, influenced by the whole world. Depends what influences you. You can be so easy to be influenced by Narishkeit. So it says, "V'hashti osi shape, the lokar gamdato b'reshuso b'dvarim." He took, and I'll get back to this pasuk. He took him with words. V'chein. Bechol makom shekatuv eitzel ha'adam, wherever it says by a human being lekicha, mefareisho tohar rav b'inyan zeh, that's the way Rashi explains it. Shepitohu b'dvarim, he convinced him, he influenced him, he seduced him with words. Kedei sheyavo ha'lekicha gam kein al das ha'adam, so that the taking is referring not only to the body, but you can take a human being with words. Shehu ikar hadam. That's the main part of the human being. I all of a sudden, right now, there's a flash that went through my head. Last week, we talked about the Ksava HaKabbalah, that amira, to speak, is what differentiates the man from all other beings on the face of this earth. Amira, talking, can change a status of a human being. Imri no achosi atzei, that you are my sister, and by virtue of the fact that she says it, she is changing her status. I can change the status of a fellow human being with words. I can't take physically, I can never enslave his mind. And by the way, taking with words doesn't all have to be bad. We're going to see what the examples are. In most cases, it's very good. If not for the fact that I can draw a person with words, you can never use the word lekicha. Sheikar ha'adam hu datu v'siklo, because the main part of a human being is his mind and his intellect. That's what it's all about. Which means we now have the secret, we have the code. You come to the word lekicha, taking. All you have to do is take a look into the Targum. Does the Targum use the word unesivu, which is used to carry or take an object? Or does the Targum use the Aramaic word udvar? What does the word udvar mean? With words, with dibur, with speaking. Rashi makes this comment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 8, 9, at least 10 places in Chumash, and a few places in Tanakh. I'll give you a number of examples. On that pasuk, Vayikach Avram et Sarai Ishto, the pasuk that I read to you, Vayikach Avram et Sarai Ishto. So it says, Udevar Avram Yat Sarai Ishto. He didn't tell her, Sarah, God told us we're going, so you're just coming along with me. Whither I goest, thou must goest. No, Avram has to convince her to come along with him. Udevar Avram Yat Sarai Itise Viat Lot. Everything. All right. We also have it. I think one of the famous ones should be the first place where it appears in Torah. The first place where it appears in Torah is when God takes first man and puts him in Gan Eden. Vayikach, he took. That's where that art scroll is from. He took him into Gan Eden. Vayikach. He took him and he placed him began Eden la'avda u'lishamra. Yeah. God planted a garden and there are the four rivers I'm reading in Parshas Bereishis. Vayikach Hashem Elokim es ha'odam. Vayenechehu began Eden. God took men and put him in Gan Eden la'avda u'lishamra. Rashi says, this is the first time in Chumash that Rashi says, Lekocho, he took him bidvarim, with words. Bidvarim noyim, with nice words. Upitohu likanes, and he convinced him to go into Gan Eden. And, you guessed it, what does the Targum say? Vidabor Hashem Elokim. That's going to be the clue, wherever you come. By the way, there's going to be one place, it's going to be absolutely necessary in order to understand. You're going to come to next week's Sedra. The Gemara says on next week's Sedra, Parshas Chayesora, that we learn over there, how does a man acquire a woman in marriage? With kesef, with money, with a ring. We learn, kicha, kicha, mistei Ephron. Avram bought the field of Ephron with money, and it says in Dvorim, ki yikach ish, Isha, when a man is going to take a woman. What do you think? A man takes a woman by coercion? There is no such thing. On the contrary, a marriage by coercion is by definition no marriage whatsoever. It can only be valid if it is with her acquiescence. She agrees. And therefore, the art scroll there gives a list of the places. I'll just read a number of them. Need a number of them. One of the largest rashis of this sort is in Parshav Bishalach, and it's a fascinating rashi. Most of the other rashis that deal with the word vayikach are one-liners, but there's one long one. And the one long one is in chapter 14 in Shemot, Pasuk 6. I'll read the Pasuk. Paro finds out that the Jews are going on into the desert. They have no plans of turning around and coming back. But they said they're going for 3 days and they're going to come back. So you know what the Pasuk says? Vayesod et richbo. He harnessed his chariot, but amo lokach imo, and he took his people with him. Rashi says that amo lokach imo, he took his people with him. Mishacham bedvarim, he drew them with words. Lokino, we were smitten by those Jews. Vinotlu mimonenu, and they took our money. Vishilachnu, and we sent them out. Boimi, come with me. I'm not going to deal with you the way other kings deal. Derech shor malachim, all other kings, avod of kodman lo b'muchoma, his servants go before him in war, and then the king comes. Vani, I'm going to go agdim lefnechem, I'm going to go before you. Shedema, uparo hikriv, paro can cross. Hikriv atzmo, he drew himself close, umiher lefnei chayalotav, and he hurried before his soldiers. Derech shar malach, and this is Paro speaking to his people, because listen, this is a long Rashi, because it had to be a long speech that Paro gave them to take a people who are wounded. They're still in the shiva, you understand, from Makas Becharos. They have gone through a terrible period of time now to get them to pursue the Jews. Derech shar malachim litol biza v'rosh kemo sheyivcha. All other kings take the first part of the spoil. Ani eshvei machem b'chela. I'm going to divide it all equal with you. Shenema achalek shalom. Omar oyev erdof asig achalek shalom. How does he take them? He takes them with words. Targum v'takis yas retika. He harnessed his chariot, viat ame, and his people, dabar ime, dabar ime. Rashi is going to make the same comment when God tells Moshe, kachet Aaron, take Aaron and designate him as Kohen. Rashi says, kochenu bedvarim umoshchehu, take him with words and draw him. Kachet ha-leviim, the leviim are to be taken and set aside. Kochein bedvarim, Rashi says, take them with words. Ashreichem, fortunate are you, shetiskul hi liyot shamashim lamakom, that you are going to be the ones who are going to serve God. One time it's bad. Vayikach Korach. Korach. He takes 250 members of the Sanhedrin. He takes officers, do you know, with a smooth, smooth tongue. Ah, we're going to let this nepotism, Aaron, Moshe, Aaron, their children, are we going to permit something of this sort? This is a great and holy people. We can't let them lord it over us. He took them with words. When God tells Moshe, kachet Aaron, take Aaron and Eliezer his son and go up to the top of the mountain, and Aaron is going to die there. God says, take him, bedvarim shel nichumim, with words of consolation. Amalo, you know what Moshe said to Aaron? Ashirecha, you're fortunate, Aaron. Shetire kitricha naton lebincha, you're going to see your crown given to your son. Masha ein ani zakai lekach. I am not going to be worthy of that. My children are not going to take my place, but yours will. Kach lechot Yoshua ben Nun. Take unto you Yoshua ben Nun. You don't take human beings. Human beings aren't objects. To use was probably the words of Rav Soloveitchik, a human being is not a cheftza. He's not an object. An object you take. A human being is a gavra, an intelligent being. You can take him with words. How do you take Yoshua? Kochenu b'dvarim, take him with words. Ashrecho shazachita lahanhig bonav shel makom. Fortunate are you that you're going to lead the sons of God, the sons of God, the Jewish people. And then, v'yikach Yeshua, it goes on and on and on. which means that we have already immediately we have the ability to understand exactly what's happening. You think that Avraham Avinu takes Yitzchak? When he take Yitzchak, when he took Yitzchak, takes Yitzchak means that he has to talk to him. He has to convince him. And watch, on your sheet. What? Why use that word? You mean you're saying that the Targum? One of my occasionally I come up with something nice. Kach backwards is what? Chok? What's a chok? A chok is something that's unintelligible, something that we don't understand. Kach, on the other side, has to be something that is clearly understood. I have to be able to explain. I have to be able to elaborate. I have to make it very, very clear. If it's not kach, then it's chok. That's a good one. I tell you, that's a good one. You like it? Okay, good. Okay? We took care of her. Okay. In addition to the fact, of course, that you know what you need. So you learned how to read the Targum. Targum, the Gemara says, Targum was given at Sinai. If you wonder, if you ever have any difficulty to understand whether the word means to take or not to take, or to take, well, the fact is you don't have any problem anymore. Because there is no place where it's going to say that they took human beings and it meant that they were objects, that's all. Yes?
Could not the word lakicha just be a way of speaking? For instance, you say in English, for instance, I'm going in here, and I took some whiskey. Obviously, it means I didn't take it by the hand and
Rashi goes to great pains. I think I read 10 different places in Chumash. Rashi goes to great pains to explain that the word to take means with words. Because Rashi is concerned precisely the opposite of what you're concerned about. Rashi is concerned that people are going to look at it not as just another word. You know what they're going to get upset about? They're going to get upset about when it says, Vayikach, he took Sarai and he went off to Eretz Canaan. In other words, because the husband got a job someplace else. So the wife has to go. What happens if her profession is in Padan Aram? You know? So that she'll fly in, or he'll fly in every weekend. I mean, no. And what do you mean, Kachet Yoshua? Kachet, Kachnoed Binchot Yitridcha. Kachnoed Binchot Yitridcha. One can make the mistake of thinking, yeah, you pick up Yitzchak and you force him. You can't do that. Rashi sees the problem clearly. And that's why he establishes for us the principle and he goes through the trouble of explaining it to us. On 10, 11 different occasions, there are very few Rashis in Chumash that are repeated so many times. I thought that you were going to answer something that I can't answer. Why didn't Rashi say it at the places where we might have gotten most upset? For example, Vayikach Avram et Sarai. She likes my question. She likes my question. That's good. That's good. Or why didn't Rashi say it by Kachno et Bincha et Yechidcha? Shouldn't he have said it there? I don't have the answer. I don't have to have the answer for everything, but it's something that I think about. If Rashi chose to elaborate on the meaning of the word kach in certain places and in others he didn't, there has to be good reason for it. I would assume, off the top of my head, it may be what they call a balabatish answer. Didn't occur to Rashi that somebody would think that Avram is going to forcibly take his wife on aliyah. She's screaming, I don't want to go. Don't take me there. Don't take me there. Or that Yitzchak, you understand, is saying, I'm not going, Tata. Just didn't occur to Rashi that somebody would ever have been able to think that kach means by coercion. Yes?
Is the rabbi implying that Yitzchak
Very good question. I was so worried that somebody was going to ask that. He obviously does not know everything. He's going to find things out step by step. He's going to be told things as they become necessary for him to know. And ultimately, the Medrash is going to elaborate and say that he told his father how to tie him up so that he shouldn't be able to resist. But the Kach Noah at the beginning refers now to every step of this journey. Every step of this journey is going to have to be with Yitzchak's acquiescence. He's going to have to agree. There's no such thing. And therefore, as I say, the Medrash describes Tata, tie me here, tie me there. All right. Who dropped that? All right. Now, you know, we're spending too much time on this. There's so much. Yes. Make what? And what does it do to the prohibition of not taking somebody else's life? I mean, that there you're going into the philosophic and theological minefield of the meaning of the Akedah. And I said, I'm just learning Chumash today. No, you're not going to get me into anything today. Now, I do want to point out one other thing. In these very few psukim, you'll have over there, in Pasuk 6, it says, Vayikach Avram es hatzei ha'ola. Avram took the wood for the ola. Vayosem al Yitzhak b'no, and he put it on his son Yitzhak. Vayikach b'yodo, he took the eish, the fire, and the ma'achelet, and the knife. You see how many times we have the word Vayikach? Now take a look into the Targum. I have them all underlined. In Pasuk Bet, God says to Avram, Kachno va'amar, he said, Dvar kan. Please take your son. All right? Even in Pasuk 3, where it says he took his two servants with him, his two lads. They weren't, Eliezer and Yishmael were not coerced by Avram. The Targum Unklus in Pasuk Gimel says, V'agdim Avram b'tzafar, Avram got up in the morning, v'zoraz yos chamore, and he got his donkey ready, u'devar, yastrein ulamaya, and he took along with him his two boys, devar. He convinced them to go with him. But in Pasuk 6, where we're talking about him taking the objects, the wood, the fire, so the Targum says, Unesiv Avram, yot ohi da'alos of Shavu Yisbrei, Unesiv b'yedei, and I think that we have taken care of this, so that you ever come to any one of these psukim, you will know immediately that there's something very, very precise, precision about it. That's enough. A little more. We'll take you a little step further. The Orach Chaim. Orach Chaim, number 4. This Kachno. We don't need the first. Alright, well, we'll read the first paragraph too. Kachno. The word no has at least two meanings. The word no, we usually translate it as please. There's another meaning. No also means now. 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 Kachna. For example, we were talking about Targum. The Targum says, Va'amar Dvar Ka'an. Ka'an means now. So the Orach Chaim says, Kachna Perush Tekef Umiyad. Do it now. Below Shelat Zman. Please don't ask for any extension of time. This was also part of Avram's test. Shelo yishal mimenu zman, that he shouldn't ask, give me ten lishloshes yomim, give me, kemaisa bat yiftach, like what happened with the daughter of Yiftach, that her father wanted to bring her as an ola, and she asked, give me 2 months. No, kan, now. Now, odrom azlo. In this, please take. Sheyikach esoro bidvarim. Oh, he's the only one of the mafarshim that says, now, he's not going to tell Sarah that he's taking her son to be sacrificed. But you don't take the young man away from home without his mother. His mother also counts into this equation. She takes sort of with words that she should agree. He asks for permission. May I take Yitzchak with me? The Chenom Ruzal, the Medrash says, Ki kol oto halayla hayavro mithayes l'sora, all night. Now, I know you're going to ask me a question on this, and I know the question already, so don't jump. The Medrash says that that whole night, Avram appeased Sora to agree with him, shel yolichenu l'lamdo Torah. That he told her that I'm taking him to yeshiva, all night. Don't ask me all the questions. Ad or HaBoker until morning. I know what you can ask. You can ask number one, but it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Avram got up in the morning. Now, how did he get up in the morning? He got up in the morning means that he slept, okay? And here the Medrash says that he was up all night. Obviously, the Medrash is going to have to say that Vayashkem, you know, when you're up all night, you know, you can fall asleep in the morning, or you can get up and start moving. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. The Yumer, of course, asked me, but wait a minute, it's not all true. It's a little bit like we discussed last week, Imri no, the little possible white lie, Imri no, Achosiat, say that you are my sister. I don't know, here also I have a Talabatish. I mean, to meet up with God, ultimately, on Har HaMoriah, is there any greater study of Torah than that? Rashi is going to say Har HaMoriah is Yerushalayim. And why is it called Har HaMoriah? Shemisham, for from there Yotza Horo'a, teaching, Moriah, teaching came out to all of Klal Yisrael. Ultimately, what's the great lesson for the Jewish people for all of history? Akedas Yitzchak is the great limud of Torah of all. So I sort of skirted the outer limits over here. Od Yirmoz al Yitzchak she yikacheu b'divrei ritzui. What I'm telling you must be the pshat over here. So the Arachayim says it clearly. Sha'reilonis nasa kolyomav v'tziva Hashem she yikacheu b'divrei tam ulahachnes b'libo malat hadovar im yikarev olal Hashem. He seems to leave the impression that he may have already hinted to him that even if what we may have to do there is some kind of a sacrifice of one's life, you should be ready for that too. So therefore, it means that whatever Avraham is going to be talking with Yitzchak during the course of those 3 days, it's all going to be a discussion of the study of Torah. By the way, there's only one teacher of Torah in the world, and his name is Avram. And not only did he teach the whole world, he taught Yitzchak. Avram speaking with Yitzchak is the study of Torah. And that's what they're going to do for 3 days. All right, that's it. Next page. Look at all of that. And we only have 15 minutes. Just 15 minutes. And it came to pass after these things. After what? No, that was a little too fast. A little too fast. Go back. Turn back. Rashi, the first Rashi, immediately under the text of the Pasuk, Rashi is going to give two pshatim, achar hadvarim ho'ele, after these things. Yesh mi rabbeteinu amrim, there are those of our rabbis who say, achar dvarim shel satan, following the words of the satan. Now, I'll tell you, achar hadvarim ho'ele usually means after what happened before. I mean, so why are we getting all concerned about after these things? So the fact is, let me tell you just what it says before. There was a whole story about a covenant, a treaty that was entered into between Avraham and Avimelech at a place that became called Be'er Sheva, that they will not engage in struggle against one another. And out came, therefore, he called the place Be'er Sheva. Because there the two swore to one another, they made a covenant. The story of the covenant is over, and then there are two psukim. Vayita Eshel Beber Sheva. He planted an Eshel, either an orchard, they say, or he made the Hilton Beer Sheva. He made a hotel in Beer Sheva. And there he called the name of God. It became a place where people came to study about the God of Abraham. And Avram lived in the land of Plishtim for many days. That means there are two psukim here that represent a long period of time that are a separation between what's going to happen now and what happened before. You can't simply say achar hadvarim ha'ele, after these things. What things? Nothing unusual or exceptional has happened in many years. If we wouldn't have had the two psukim of he planted an orchard and he lived there in the land of Plishtim many days, and vayehi achar hadvarim ha'ele would have come immediately after the pasuk that says the name of the place was Be'er Sheva, because there they swore to one another, then we would know. Achar hadvarim ha'ele means after the covenant and the treaty was entered into between Avram and Avimelech, then this happened. But it doesn't say that. It means this is an achar hadvarim ha'ele that is different just about than all other achar hadvarim ha'eles. It doesn't come after anything specific, which therefore opens it up wide and watch the range of achar hadvarim ha'ele. Rashi gives two. Achar hadvarim ha'ele, yesh mi rabbeinu amrin, there are some of our rabbis who say achar hadvarim shel Satan, after the words of Satan. Shohayu mekatveg ve'omer, the Satan spoke ill of Avram. Earlier in the parashah it says that when Avram's son Yitzhak became 2 years old, he made a big party. He invited all of the great of the world. So the Satan stands up before God and he says, "Mikol se'udah she'asa Avram, from the whole big party that Avram made, lo hikri lefanecha par echad ayayelecha, he didn't bring one animal as a sacrifice to you. Datni given, you understand, a smorgasbord and a Viennese table for the whole world, and not a thing to God." Amalo. So God said to the Satan, "Klum also elu b'shul bino." He did it all for his son. The whole big party was for his son. Ilu ayiti omelo, if I would have told him, if I will say to him, "Zvacho tolofanai, sacrifice him before me," lo hayama akev, he would not stand in my way. This is God's response to the Satan. By the way, if it's referring to the Satan, Yitzhak is now 37 years old. That was 35 years earlier. That's the achar hadvarim ha'ele, first pshat in Rashi. V'yesh omrim, achar dvarav shel Yishmael. After what was said by Yishmael, shohi o mitpa'er al Yitzchok shemol ben shlosha esrei shono v'lo micha. He prided himself on saying that, well, Yitzchok had his bris when he was 8 days old. I had my bris when I was 13. So Yitzchak told him, "Amalo Yitzchak, be'eved echad atomi yareini, you're trying to frighten me because of one organ in the body. Ilu amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would God have told me, zvach atzmecho lefonai, sacrifice myself before you, lo ayitim akev, I would not have stood in this way." These are the two pshatim in Rashi. Obviously, these two pshatim in Rashi don't really have a... You know, there's no pasuk that you can pin it on. There's something very nebulous about it, because the whole pasuk, the words achar hadvarim ha'ele, after these things, like after what? So Rashi finds after two whats that we can only know about from the Medrash, doesn't appear in Torah. There is a great Rashbam that we've learned twice, I think, in the last 10 years. One I certainly remember. Without any doubt, I remember it, because I remember driving that morning from Harnof to class and thinking to myself, am I going to say that this morning, or will I not say it? It was the day after the funeral of Yitzchak Rabin. That's when it was. It was Mitzvah Shabbos. The Shir was Tuesday morning. And I was going to learn the Rashbam. You have the Rashbam over there. It's a big, long Rashbam. I'll tell you exactly what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says, and because in here you see the uniqueness of the Perush HaRashbam. The Rashbam told his Zayder Rashi that even though you said that you're only explaining Pshuto, the simple meaning of the text, you used the Medrash too much. I think you have to write another Perush on Chumash with real Pshat. The Rashbam goes for Pshat. And therefore, he remains loyal to his position. If Vayihi Achar HaDvarim HaEleh can't refer to the two psukim that immediately preceded, what was the incident that took place in the life of Avraham before this? The covenant that he made with Avimelech. So he says, that's the closest event, then it follows the covenant. And then he says something. You'll know already why I was concerned whether I was going to say it. By the way, I decided Torah is Torah is Torah. Nothing's going to stop me. And remember, there was an Akedat Yitzchak there too. Understand? Terrible, terrible crime. Yitzchak, God says to Avraham, you made a covenant with Avimelech that you, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren will not make war with one another, which really means that you have left the land of Plishtim in his hands. But it's part of the land that I promised to you. Who gave you the right to cede land that I promised you? Who told you that you can make a covenant with Avimelech and cede that land to him for four generations, five generations? By the way, this idea appears in Rashi a number of times, in Chumash and in Tanakh. The first one who's going to wage war with Plishtim is going to be, a thousand years later, Shimshon HaGibor is the first one who's going to wage war with Plishtim. Because Jews were restrained from waging war with Plishtim because of the covenant that Avraham had made with Avimelech. There is even a medrash that says that part of the deal, there was a land swap between Avraham and Avimelech. There's another place, there's one place in Eretz Yisrael that is conquered last of all. Yerushalayim. There was a deal. Avraham said, leave the Maharas HaMachpelah with me and you can have Har HaMoriah. Medrash says this. I didn't make it up. So the Chashbam says, Achar HaDvarim HaEleh, God comes to taunt Avraham. Because I gave you a son, you're now making agreements that don't find favor in my eyes. Your son and his son, your Enochel and his Enochel, your great-grandson and his great-grandson, you're making deals about my Eretz Yisrael to give it away. You can't do that. And if you were so full of pride that you have a son, I can show you, I can take that son from you. Pretty heavy Rashbam to learn then. Very, very heavy Rashbam. So I'm not going to go through the text of the Rashbam. It's a famous Rashbam, and he brings proof to his position. By the way, in terms of Pshuto Shel Mikra, if we're talking in terms of what the text would be telling us, the Rashbam is absolutely right. There is nothing in the text that tells us what Rashi says, both Pshatim and Rashi. There are a number of others, but I'm going to take you to the one that just blows my mind. Number 7. Number 7 is from the Siddur Olat Re'iyah. The Siddur Olat Re'iyah is the Siddur with a parish by Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. Rav Cook. And he says, Pshat, by the way, his whole Pshat in the Akedah, we've learned it a number of times over the last 20 years. An unbelievable parish on the Akedah. But I'm just taking the first cat. I don't think we ever learned this. Vayyachar advarim ha'ela. I'm going to read it. I have to read this. Oro ha'gadol, the great event. Asher nihyol yisod ha'aliyah ha'ruchanit shel kol ha'enoshut kula. That great event that became the foundation of the spiritual growth of all of mankind. The test of the Akeda. What was accomplished by the Nisoyin of Akeda? Shepal Hotzi El Or Hachayim. It brought to the light of life at Ufat HaRuach Hayoter Kedosha. The flight of great sanctity descended upon the world by virtue of Avram's great passion and great dedication to God. Hadboko belukim chayim b'chol avavo. This was clinging to a living God with all of one's heart. B'chol nafsha, all of one's soul, u'b'chol ma'oda, and all of one's being. Kol ma'asha avar al oto tzadik, whatever happened to that tzadik, miyom he baro, from the day that he was created, Avram, u'b'ofen yoter klali, and even more so, Kol Masha Ovar Ala Motsui Kulo, who Hechsha Likrat Hamura Noraze. Everything that preceded until the time of the birth of Avram, and then he goes further, he says, everything that preceded Avram, you know what Rav Kook is saying? Vahi Achar Advarim Ha'ele? If the creation, he's going all the way back to the very beginning, because it is this relationship that's established by virtue of the Akeda that is going to bring divinity and sanctity down on this world. Everything leading up to that day, from the day of Brias HaOlam, Asorah Doros, 10 generations from Adam until Noah, 10 generations from Noah till Avram, and Avram now is 127 years, 137 years old. Everything achar hadvarim ha'ela means everything. Hu hechsher, this is what prepared the world likrat ha'ma'ora ha'norazeh before this great happening. Hanoten tzuram afliya umihidah l'chol ha'yakum. This gave form and light to all of being. All of mankind, all of creation, everything that went before is all bound up, inextricably intertwined with the moment of the Akeda. Lomar, achar hadvarim ha'ele. After everything, the peak is the passion of Avram and Yitzhak at the Akeda. This is going to bring down to the world in real terms a relationship of such devotion and such sanctity and such holiness that it is going to invest all of mankind with a degree of sanctity that they could never have achieved without it. So everything led up to the Vayihi Achar HaDvarim Ha'ele. That day that Avram is commanded by God, he sees the Akeda and I say we're not going into the depth of the meaning of the Akeda. People have studied it now. In Russia, December of 1983, I was, when it was of course quite dangerous to go to the Soviet Union. We're not talking about people who get on a plane here and 2 hours later. I went, I was a hero, you understand? I'm kidding. But I did, when I was in the Hermitage, what was it then? I can't remember. It was Leningrad then, huh? It was post St. Petersburg and pre St. Petersburg, all right? And there's a room of Rembrandts, and my eye hits Rembrandt's Akedat Yitzchak, by the way. Unbelievable beauty. The Akeda has been a theme for all of mankind. So Rav Kook is saying, Achar HaDvarim Ha'ele,
The Akedah is not related to any one single event that preceded it. The Akedah that is going to impact on all of mankind afterwards is related to all of mankind that came before it. A whole creation. In a sense, similar to what it says at the end, of creation, Vayerev Vayivoke Yom Hashishi. So Rashi says, all of creation is waiting for the great 6 day of Sivan on which the Jewish people will accept Torah. In a sense, Rav Kook is saying, all of creation was waiting for the moment that Avraham would show his great devotion to God. So that it meant now that this great message that Avraham has been telling the whole world, he means it. B'chol avavo, b'chol nafsho, u'b'chol miyodo. And therefore, it impacts on the world forever.